Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and encourages you to change your core beliefs to make your life better. If you are ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, I want to introduce to you one of my newest three consultants that we've just brought on, because we're national now and we're in radio stations all over the country and have members in every state, we need to bring on more consultants. And we went right to the top and got our best investors. With me today to share time with you on the radio, answer your questions, is Mr. Kim McLean. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dale. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. And just want to hear, just curious, now that you've been a consultant for whatever short period of time, how are you liking it?
Well, it's been 2 weeks, Dell, and it's been great. I really enjoy mentoring people, walking units with people looking to buy properties, going over their financials. I mean, it's a lot of stuff I did before, but I didn't get paid for it, and now I get paid for it.
That's a good trade-off, isn't it? I'll do the same stuff I did before for free. Well, that's what a consultant is, man. You know, my dad told me a long time ago, he said, if you want somebody's job, just do it for them long enough and they'll give it to you. I think that's the case in most situations. So you're out there and you've touched a few people so far, limited exposure, but you've got lots of exposure, as been a member for a long time and a part of the TNL, which is the highest level of investment group people we have. And so you've got a lot to talk about. What is it that you see that you're going to be able to bring to the table that will make these people change their minds and change their lives for that matter?
Well, I just think it's experience. You know, I'm just like everybody else. I didn't have any real estate experience, and we came here for the free workshop that you had at the time and took the 2 day and drank all of the Kool-Aid and joined, and now we've done extremely well and wouldn't trade it for all the money in the world.
As you look out there and you see people, what is it you think is stopping most people from having the results that they could have if they would just take action?
Well, you know, I kind of broke it down into four things that people have told me either about joining or once they did join. And one of the first things that new members say is, you know, I really don't have enough money to buy a property big enough that allows me to quit my job. And how can I run an apartment complex if I still have a full-time job?
And what kind of answer do you have to that?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things they can do. Number one is they can buy a small apartment complex, something probably 50 units or less, and you can still run that while you have a job fairly easily. When my wife and I joined, we both had jobs. Our first purchase was a 72 unit, and she quit her job just because she wanted to. And she took care of all, paying all the bills and managing the staff and everything. And, you know, it really only took a couple hours a week for her, so it allowed her to do other things around the house and just, you know, stuff she had been wanting to do. So, you know, it's easy, particularly if you have a spouse that doesn't work or has a part-time job, or you can do it on your own. You do it on evenings and things like that. The other thing you can do is you can possibly invest with your family and friends. Do a little family partnership. Go in and, you know, agree ahead of time who's going to make all the decisions and do everything, and go in and buy a little property and run it that way. And or one of the other things you can do is invest passively. And that's a great option for people that don't have the time, love their jobs, they're from out of state. It's just a great way to do it for just about anybody that doesn't want to work full-time or even part-time in this business.
So if you could kind of map out for us what that 2 hours, did you say 2 hours a week or 4 hours a week, or map out what that 4 hours a week looks like for someone who buys their own small apartment like that?
Sure. You know, at the beginning of the month when everybody's paying their rent, you know, you can shoot. My wife would, you know, make sure all the deposits go in and things like that. She's a real hands-on kind of person. And she wanted to pay all the bills and, you know, keep track of all the painting jobs and resurfacing and things like that just because she enjoyed doing it. So the first part of the month was a little busy for her. Now, a lot of people choose to have their managers do all that stuff. They take care of all the deposits and they code the bills and approve them and send them in and so forth and so on. So that's a lot of time that she spent doing things that she didn't necessarily have to do. She did it because she wanted to. And once the kind of the early part of the month is over, probably the 5th, 6th, something like that, there's really not a whole lot to do until the next month. I know around the – we used to schedule all our vacations around the 18th through the 25th or something like that because there was – we were just looking for stuff to do.
Yeah, man, schedule vacations you did, too. I think you burnt up Facebook. Do they charge you extra on Facebook for all the fun pictures you send out?
Yes, for every picture of a fish, there's a certain fee, and for every, you know, scenic shot, there's another fee, so yeah.
They charge you by the inch on those fish, man, because those fish stories are getting real big now. Between you and Emery, boy, I'll tell you what, and Scott, all I see is fish, fish, fish. I mean, I'm kind of tired of fish. So As a individual out there, have you had an opportunity to do some feasibilities? I think you said you did the other day. How did that come out?
Oh, it was great. You know, it's really nice. You walk out there and you look at the property and you point out things that new members don't necessarily notice. And it's stuff that's just kind of become second nature to those of us that have owned properties for a number of years. And it's really fun to, you know, tell people, okay, you know, this is this, and they go, oh, wow, I didn't even think about that. And, you know, to be honest with you, it's kind of an ego boost because you're pointing out that you know something somebody else doesn't. And so we kind of enjoy doing that and then also throwing out ideas on things they can do, how they can add value to their property, they can fix certain things, and, you know, so forth and so on. I get a number of potential buyers, they go, oh, well, I want to go in there and do this, this, and this. And then you'll explain to them, you know, okay, that's probably not a good idea because of this. Or, you know, an example is they may want to over-rehab a property that's always going to be a C-class property. And you have to kind of rein them in a little bit or ask them, you know, you're going to spend this much money on something. How is that going to add to your income on your property? And when they stop and think about it, they go, oh, yeah, you're right. So really enjoy doing that. That's just a lot of fun. It's kind of a good mental exercise that it keeps you sharp because you're constantly looking at new properties and new opportunities.
Well, you know, you're going to have a tremendous amount to add because of your background and especially your time with the T&L and so forth, because it's interesting on a two-day when I teach how to buy apartment complexes, I talk about like there's like 21 different ways to increase revenue, and people think there's just one or two. They think, well, you know, you increase your occupancy or, you know, decrease your vacancy, which is the same thing, you know, or you raise your rents. And to them, that's the only two tools they've got in their toolbox. But when we start going through it, there's actually 21 different tools that you can work with to change and increase your revenues. And same thing with controlling your expenses. And this is where you guys just blow it away, because I don't work as hard on the expense side of the equation as you guys do, but you guys have really hammered out, you know, how to buy electricity, how to buy gas, how to buy product discounts and wholesale and just everything. I mean, how many years have you guys and how many people do you think have been a part of that production of these expense controlling and management type systems that you guys have come up with?
Oh, it's just phenomenal. I got involved in the T&L in 2009, and, you know, I would love to go in there and tell everybody I'm smart, I ran my property so efficient, these are all the ways, but No, I've learned from everyone else. One person will come up with an idea, and you know, Emory will say, "Oh, you know, they got this new thing where you can buy your gas from somebody other than the center point." And then everybody will look into it, and then we do that. And
well, we're going to have to go to a break right now, Kim. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Our number here, if you'd like to call in and ask Kim questions, is 877-655-6755. Kim, why don't you start by telling them about your first apartment that you purchased? That's a neat little deal.
Yeah, we joined in October 2006, and by February 2007, we were on a road trip. And one of the members announced that he was selling his apartment complex, a little 72 unit in the city of South Houston. And at that time, we could do that. I don't know if we could do that anymore with SEC regs and all that. But anyway, he announced it, and a number of people wanted to buy it because it was a really sweet little deal. And so they actually went and interviewed all these different groups that wanted to purchase it, and we were selected, and we purchased it, and it's been just, you know, tremendous asset. We bought it at the peak of the market in 2007. You know, the rents and occupancy started declining after that, and then we went into that recession. And through all that time, we were still making money on this deal. We continue to put money into it, fix it up, keep it looking good, running nice. And then, boy, when this market turned around in 2010 and 11, that property just went through the roof. We're making just some insane returns. And it's so easy to run. We now have 3 properties in the area, and one manager takes care of 2 of those properties. And so it's just been a wonderful investment. We're real happy we did it.
So when you did that property, did you have any fear?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were scared to death. You know, I just remember the closing table. We signed the papers. They handed us the keys, and we went, oh, my God, what do we do now? So, you know, and I distinctly remember that we went out to the property. We just looked around the office and everything. We had a manager in place that we kept, and we still have her working for us after 8 years. And thinking, well, you know, do I want to leave all of these residents here without me, you know, watching the place at night? What are they going to do to my property? And got over that pretty quickly. But, yeah, we were terrified. Had we not had the safety net of Lifestyle, we would have never bought apartments. We had people we could call and ask questions, and the people we purchased it from, Scott and Deb, were members of Lifestyles, as I mentioned, and they were so helpful. They just, you know, they helped us with everything, basically held our hand as we got our feet on the ground and got it running again. So it was a great experience, and so glad we did it.
Well, you know, people are talking about the fact that I wish I would have done it back when you did it. That's a common expression you hear all the time. And what gets me is that you turn around right now, we've got as many people, if not more people, buying apartment complexes right now in this marketplace than back when you were doing it. So it's like, when is the right time to do something like this? Are you still seeing a lot of activity out there on the ground?
Oh, absolutely. I remember we said the same thing. We would talk to the people that had owned apartments 3 and 4 years. We go, God, I wish I had just gotten in then. And no, it's just tremendous. There's lots of properties turning. And like I said, when we bought Gemini Gardens, our first property in 2007, it was the top of the market, but we also paid top dollar for it. At the time, we thought, wow, this is, well, actually, at the time, we didn't know any better, so we just paid way too much for it, I thought. As it turned out, it was a good price for the property, and, you know, it's, we're, you know, getting the returns for that. Now, you know, if anybody keeps saying, well, we need to wait for the prices, they're too high right now, we're going to wait for them to come down and all that, you know, I like to compare that to a baseball player who wants to hit a home run on every at-bat, and he's going to wait for that perfect pitch. Well, he's going to strike out a lot. Instead, he should be hitting singles and doubles and even triples, and, you know, occasionally there might be that home run. So if you're trying to time the real estate market, it's like trying to time the stock market. You just, you know, you can't do it. I don't know about everybody else, but my crystal ball is in permanently in the shop.
Yeah, so is mine. There's no doubt. So when you go in to look for a project and you want to take on, what are the things you think are important for you? In other words, everybody has a different goal when they go out to look for a project. What is it you're looking for in your projects now?
Well, all three of my properties are located nearby each other, and I'm leveraging my staff and my equipment, and it's really paying premium. So what I'm looking for is something in the general area of those properties. Now, that's not to say if a really good deal comes along, I won't buy it somewhere else. But I'm also looking for something that's poorly managed. To me, that's the sweet spot, because with Lifestyles Help, we've learned how to manage the properties properly, how to hire properly, how to do all those things. And that's, to me, that's the opportunity right there. Now, also, I look for areas where we have the ability to raise rent. Usually when a property's poorly managed, they're not raising rents, they're not renewing leases and, you know, things like that. One of the properties we purchased, the second to last one we purchased, the manager hadn't renewed any leases or raised any rent since Hurricane Ike. She was she was afraid of the people moving out. He had a California owner, and all he knew is he wanted to see what the occupancy was each month. So she just, you know, it was insane the amount that we were able to raise the rent once we took over.
That's amazing, isn't it, that somebody would not realize that. But, you know, hey, I talk about it all the time. It's like a guy, for every dollar you increase your income, you're going to raise the value of your property by 12 bucks on an 8 cap rate. So you look at this stuff and you go, some of these things that these owners do or don't do, either one, it's just amazing. And you just think to yourself, man, for $500 you come into a seminar and learn the best techniques in the country for operating apartment complex. And in fact, you realize we won 5 awards the other day at the Houston Apartment Association, right? Yeah. I mean, we tore it up. We had 2 property winners and 2 owner of the year winners. And we had 1 manager of the year winner. So it just, to not get that information to start with, to me, just doesn't make any sense at all. All right, we're going to have to go to a break here in a minute and a half. So our number here is 877-655-6755. If you'd like to get in and ask Kim some questions, here's an opportunity to talk to someone who is boots on the ground. Kim has been doing this for himself for 5 or 6 years now, all day long, every day. This is his thing. And now I've asked him to come work with us to help other people because, quite honestly, Kim was so bored out there. He was doing too much fishing. He was going on too many trips, and it just wasn't fair to the world. And I felt like Kim needed to start giving something back just to keep the world a fair place. So give him a call. This is the kind of guy. If you want to ask him about fishing, that's fine. Our number is 877-655-6755. You can give us a call here. We'll take your call during the break, and then we'll bring you in right when we get back. So again, 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me today is Kim McLean, one of my new consultants at the Houston office. And Kim, we jokingly laughed that you didn't have anything to do and you were taking too many vacations, but there really is a lot of truth to that. For someone who cannot even imagine what it's like to have passive income to live on instead of just earned income, could you kind of set out what your lifestyle is like, how you and the wife plan for your yearly vacations, your monthly vacations, your activities, and so forth? How do you fit that all together?
Well, you know, the honest truth is the reason I joined Lifestyles is because the weather's been pretty bad this spring and the water's all chopped up and dirty in Galveston Bay, and so the fish hadn't been biting. So I decided, well, you know, I need to do something, so let me go work with Dell. And no, I mean, it's great. We get up, you know, whenever we want. We work whenever we want. If we want to go somewhere in the middle of the week, we're not restricted to four-day weekends and things like that. And, you know, we haven't been traveling as much because we have an old dog. And so we're going to take care of our old dog for, you know, the remaining year or two of his life. And so once that happens, we're going to be hitting the road in a big way. We live down in Kima, and there's a cruise ship down there, two cruise ships actually, and they have these last minute specials where you pay $400 or $500 per person and go on a week long cruise. We said we need to do that. I mean, we can just pack our bag and go. And so those are the kinds of things we're going to do. And then, you know, we have plans to go on a cruise through the Mediterranean and things like that. So passive income is just wonderful. We got competent managers. We get, you know, money in our account every month. We have passive investments also where other leads are doing the work and they just mail us checks every quarter. And so the stress is gone. You're not worrying about, you know, making your boss happy and you know, deadlines to meet and all these other things. So passive income's the best.
You know, I'm going to tell a story and then I'm going to ask you a question. Back when I first started making a lot of money, and a lot to me was over 500 grand a year, and I was living on less than 100 grand a year, and I didn't have anything to do with all that money, and I knew I couldn't keep buying real estate as fast as I could make the money, so I decided I was going to do something to make sure that I had quality of life, that it wasn't just more work, more real estate, more work, more money, more work, more money. I wanted it to be a better lifestyle, so I tried to figure out what I wanted to do, and you know, I hung out with yacht guys that had yachts, and I spent like almost an entire year, almost every weekend down there in Kima and Clear Lake and so forth with these guys with these into a hole in the water, you know. And I said, "Nah, that's just not right." Then I started hanging out the next year with guys that had motorhomes. Like John Ridgway has like the motorhome troop now. There's like, you know, three of these guys. We got John, we got Scott, and we've got Damon. Used to work for us. It's got one too. And so, you know, we're looking here at these guys all running around these motorhomes. So I hung out with guys with motorhomes for a while, and they were really cool, and that was fun and everything. But again, then you had to maintain them. You had to take care of them. You had to take all the doo-doo out and put clean water in, and you had to set them up every time you stopped. And I go, man, that's just not for me. And they went down in value. Then Steve Davis went and built himself a beach house. And that really pissed me off because he built the stupid thing, and it was an incredibly fun place to go, and it went up in value. I'm going, this is the best of both worlds. And that's when I went out and bought my first mansion. I thought, look, everything else you buy, you live in and enjoy for a weekend or for a couple days or one day a week or 2 days a week. But your home is where you live every single day of the rest of your life. And if your home is a resort, then your life is a resort. And that's when I bought my first mansion. Now I'm on to my second mansion, which is quite a bit larger. In fact, it's three times the size of my first mansion. But my point is this. You made that same decision. You were not living on the coastline, and you decided to buy a home. Tell us how you and the wife came to that conclusion and where you lived before and what it's meant to you as a change of lifestyle and quality.
Well, a lot of people thought we were crazy at the time, but we actually, I was on a list where I was getting these real estate offers. This was before I joined Lifestyles, and I you know, was looking for somewhere to invest in real estate. Well, once we joined Lifestyles, we knew what we were going to do, but I continued to get these emails. And so one day they had a house that was up for auction in Kima, and it was a hot July. And so I said, let's go down to Kima, take a look at it. And she said, sure. So we grabbed some friends and went down there and took a look at it. And sure enough, it's a house right on Galveston Bay. And so we thought, well, you know, if we could buy this for this amount of money, it would be a great deal. We weren't really looking. And so we went to the auction, and there was only one other bidder. And we got it for a steal of a deal. I think we paid $166 per square foot, and the going price down there was north of $250 a square foot. So we bought that and went, holy crap, what do we do now? We just bought another house. So we put our other house on the market and moved down there on the water. Best thing we ever did. You have no idea how calming living on the water is. Yeah, you have the worries of hurricanes, but, I mean, nothing. You know, the house is built to survive, and if there's a hurricane, we're coming to your house, Dale. So it's just been a wonderful experience. And you're talking about boats. We have a boathouse, and we never have bought a boat. We've had friends that buy boats, and they want to store them in our boathouse. And so we had one, and we kept it there for 2 years. They finally decided to sell. And just recently, we have some other friends that bought a boat, and they just put it in our boathouse. So we have a boat. It doesn't cost us anything, and we have use of it. So we have the best of both worlds there.
Boy, that's a smart gig right there. I like that. Let somebody else buy the boat. Okay,
absolutely.
So what does it mean to the quality of your life living like that? Can you give me a little more detail? I mean, I just can't imagine how calming it would be if you could express it in a manner like the parties, and you have parties all the time on the beach, and the fireworks. How often are the fireworks? You know, it's just an amazing thing.
Yeah, my sister came over to stay with us one weekend shortly after we bought it, and she just looked out there and said, "You just extended your life." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "This is going to prevent a heart attack. This is so relaxing, and you know, just go fish whenever I want." And we have the Kima fireworks. They're really in our backyard. They're right there in the water, and so we invite people over and watch the fireworks. Have them on New Year's Eve. They have fireworks, so we now have a New Year's Eve party every year. And so it's just been great. And then you have the boardwalk with all the restaurants and bars that we get to by golf cart. And when I discovered that I could get to Home Depot and Specs Liquor in my golf cart, I knew that was the place for me.
No doubt at all. So when you look out there and look back to who you were and what you had, do you have any old friends that were friends of yours before you got into real estate investing? And if so, how do they see you now?
I do have old friends, and they it's funny because some of your friends ask you all about it, and others never even say a word. I have one really good friend I've had since college, and he refers me as to a real estate mogul all the time when he's introducing me to somebody else. But he never really, you know, expressed interest in investing. And I think it's just a mindset. If we got a moment, I got a story I'd like to tell about one of my friends. Do we have much time? Like about 2 minutes?
Let's see, 44. We've got 2 minutes, a minute and a half left.
Okay. A good friend of mine told me about this deal. It's buying a franchise for a fast food. And he thought it was, you know, this wonderful opportunity. It's a well-known franchise. And I asked him, well, what's the deal? And he said, you pay $10,000. They select from the possible investors, and they give you a franchise. And then you run the franchise, and you get 10% of the gross. And so I said, okay. He said, then most franchises make about $4 million a year, so you get $400,000. I said, wow, that's great. What happens when you're ready to retire? Well, you give it back. I said, what? I said, yeah, you give it back to them. And I go, so you're not building anything for your future. What you're doing is you're buying a job. And he didn't understand that. And I believe that's the mindset for 90% of the people out there.
Well, we'll take that mindset into the break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Kim McLean, my new consultant in Houston, Texas, for multifamily housing. Kim, give me an idea why it was when you came to the 2-day that you decided to do multifamily instead of single family right out of the blocks.
Well, like most people, you know, we joined thinking we would buy some houses and get a little passive income. But once we got to that second day and realized, wow, we could actually buy multifamily. We had some money saved up, and why would we want to go out and buy 10, 15, 20 houses when we could just buy, you know, a nice size apartment complex? And so, you know, like I said earlier, there's no way we would have done it without Lifestyles. The mentoring that we got, they held our hand going through the purchase and the due diligence and, you know, running the property and everything, made all the difference in the world. And so we just realized that this was the investment for us. My wife had a little experience in apartments. She had worked for an apartment complex. She was some type of administrative assistant at a large complex out in California. So she knew the business a little bit. I had no in real estate experience whatsoever. I'm a geologist by training, worked in the oil business, and worked in the environmental business. And so I had no experience whatsoever, but that really wasn't necessary. Like I said, Lifestyles held our hands, and then all the members were just so open about everything, showing you their financials, telling you how to do certain things, what not to do, what vendors to use, and all of those things. And that just made it all so easy. We couldn't pass it up. We had looked into the possibility of buying a triple net or buying some kind of franchise or something like that. And this just made a lot more sense. I was telling you about my friend that was looking into buying a franchise. And when you stop and break it down, he was talking about making $400,000 a year. Well, by the time you take out taxes, you're down to probably 250 by the time you set aside another 50 or 100 for retirement, because you were only going to work in that business for a certain amount of time. Because you know what it's like in a fast food restaurant. If you're the manager or the owner, you're there from 6 in the morning till 10 at night. So you can't do that for a very long period, so you have to save a lot of money. So now he's going to be living on $150,000 a year for 4, 5, 7 years, whatever. And then when he's ready to retire, he doesn't have anything, and so, except for the money he's been able to save. Well, we're living on $500,000 a year. There's going to be a big payday when we sell our properties, and all of our money is tax-free. So it's like night and day, and it just made all the sense in the world to us.
I'm going to put you Well, I was going to put you on the spot, but it doesn't look like you're going to get away with it because someone's calling in. Let's give them an opportunity to get in. If you'd like to call in, our number is 877-655-6755. Holding is Jay from Houston. Jay, how can we help you today?
Yes, sir. Question for you and the gentleman there. $75,000 up to maybe $100,000. I think I've got about that much there. Be you pretty good for a passive investment with someone there? And how long would you see a return to do that over again?
Well, you know, each return is different between each property. The amount of money, 75 to 100, would definitely get you into something. It's not a problem. But the amount of time that it takes for them to increase the income high enough to be able to refinance out your money so you can do it again is going to vary from property to property. I would suggest the best deals we've seen are 6 months. That's the best deal, and that's 6 months after closing, which is really quick. They're probably going to say the average would be a year to a year and a half, somewhere in that area would be what the average is. And then there's some properties that take longer than that because they weren't set up to be that kind of a deal. What about you, Kim? Do you have any opinion on that question?
No, yeah, I agree with that. If you can put that money into a deal, they've been refinanced most or all of it out, you can invest that in another deal, but yet you still own the first deal. So you're getting cash flow from that, and then you're going to start getting cash flow from a second deal, and then you repeat that several times, and before you know it, you've got more cash flow, passive income, than you know what to do with.
Okay, so 75 to, I guess, 100,000 be the better thing, and with someone there, I guess, would be the good flow then for me, I guess, right?
Well, the numbers are irrelevant. Whatever it is you put in, that you're going to get your share of the return, but 100 is a nice round number if you like the sound of that. I like the sound of it.
Okay. All right, sir. Hey, thank you very much. I used to be a former member. I'm going to go ahead and get cranked up on this again, and we'll probably see you guys later on then, huh?
All right, Jay. Come on back and see me at the 2-day again. Let's sharpen the saw. Let's get you back ready to go.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Very good. So, Kim, it's worth, let's see, 5:56. We've got, looks like, 2 minutes left. Put you on the spot. You've been around for a long time, and you've seen at least three members that did poorly in the apartment business. And I'm sure that you and I could look each other in the face and name those three people. In every one of those cases, the people would not do what it is we told them to do. Do you have any insight? Because now you're going to run into these people. I've had to deal with them for 25 years. You know, out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, there's three of them that I can think of, right? And you can think of, because there's just something about them that was so devastatingly different than everybody else. What would you say? I'm not going to use their names, so you can say whatever you want to say. What do you think it is?
Oh, gosh. There are just some people that are wired differently. They just won't take advice from anybody. Maybe it isn't an ego thing. I don't know. I do know that I'm mentoring some engineers right now, and they're looking at a small property, and I'm getting more questions from them because all they want to do is analyze the property. They don't want to pull the trigger and buy. They just want to analyze. And so I think it's just people are wired differently. And I can't think of any common denominator between the three that you're talking about other than they just wouldn't pay attention to what people were telling them.
Well, I'll tell you one common denominator amongst all the people that don't do what they're supposed to do, and that is this. If you get back to us quick enough, we can get in there and save the day. If you wait, you run out of money. And when you run out of money, you're dead in the water. And one of the three properties, somebody else took over, and they turned it around and made a fantastic profit for their partners. So they can be saved, even though these guys have got to let the ego go and let us get in there. Kim, want to appreciate you coming on the radio show with me, and definitely appreciate you coming on board and working with us to change people's lives. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Dale, and thanks for letting me come on board to help mentor people and make them financially independent.
All right, folks, remember this. We're not doing it for the money. We're doing this for the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation.